Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.
Well, if you love history and you love farming, here's something you won't want to miss. They're having something called Spring at the Farm on May the 4th at Hunter's Home in Park Hill. It's a museum historical site here in Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to visit with Sue Teska, the site director at Hunter's Home in Park Hill, about what happens at Spring on the Farm.
Well, we are an 1850s living history farm. We're the only living history site in the state of Oklahoma, and we are going to be celebrating what would have been happening on a farm in the spring after you kind of wake up from the winter and start your farming processes again, that we're going to be kind of doing all that. So one of the big things we'll be doing is shearing our sheep. We have 11 merino sheep that we'll be shearing. They are the original breed that was on this farm in the 1850s. They are the first merino sheep that have been on the farm since the Civil War.
Okay.
We will be having talks about bees. We have beehives on our site. We process our own honey. So we'll have a bee expert out talking about keeping bees, raising bees, things like that. We will be processing the wool that we shear. So we'll be washing it, carding it, spinning it.
Oh, yeah.
We will be doing cooking demonstrations. We'll have a story time for the children. Plus, we'll have a craft. They can make their own little woolly sheep out of some of our wool to take home with them. We'll be talking about the garden, because of course this time of year they're planting gardens and crops and things. So we'll have somebody talking about the garden, various herbs and things that have been grown in the garden, used for medicine, cooking, things like that.
Spring on the Farm takes place on May the 4th, starting at 9 in the morning till 4 that afternoon at Hunter's Home in Park Hill, Oklahoma. Well, taking a look at the latest U.S. Crop Progress Report, winter wheat headed is at 17% right now. Wheat conditions nationwide, 50% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 16% poor to very poor. Corn planted around 12%, emerged at 3%. Cotton planted is at 11%. And then soybeans planted is at 8%. Looking at Oklahoma crop progress, winter wheat conditions right now, 49% good to excellent, 39% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. Winter wheat joining is at 83%, about 4 points off from the previous year. Conditions are still looking a lot better than this time last year, as the 2023 crop was historically bad by this point in April. That crop only 6% in good condition at that time, and then 63% poor to very poor. Corn planted around 34% now in Oklahoma. Livestock conditions rated 70% good to excellent, 24% fair, and 6% poor to very poor. Pasture and range conditions 42% good to excellent, 37% fair, and 21% poor to very poor. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Tuesday, May the 21st, featuring Donald Yost Estate. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, including a 2018 John Deere quad track tractor, a 2018 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, a 2023 Ram 2500 Longhorn Crew Cab pickup, and much, much more. No reserves and all items are lien free, so go register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, real connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.